In section 39, Calvin has one more little blurb he wants to share about our Father in terms of an introduction to the Lord's Prayer. He compares prayer and almsgiving, which may seem a little bit of a strange jump. Calvin has said in section 38 that when we pray Our Father, we are bringing ourselves very clearly into the fellowship of the saints and expressing to the Lord not only our desires for ourselves, but we are part of the family of God. And so therefore we are very much have the needs of God's people on our heart. Calvin makes then a rather strange jump when he starts talking about almsgiving in a moment. Perhaps we ought to at least draw from this a general conclusion that for Calvin, praying for one another is as tangible as giving money to one another. It's not that one substitutes for the other, but that prayer for one another is just that vital, just as necessary to our well-being, perhaps more so even, than even sharing one another's material goods. The other odd thing that he says as he opens up section 39, nevertheless, this does not prevent us from praying, especially for ourselves. Now, in our day and age, of course, we're so absorbed with ourselves that the idea of not praying for ourselves seems a little bit strange. But for Calvin, the fact our Father, our thoughts should go toward the needs of the body of Christ, to the needs of others, at least as much as they should go for ourselves. So Calvin says to begin with, we can pray for ourselves individually, but he says even then we do not need to forget that the community of believers of which we are a part. And then this is where he picks up on almsgiving. He says this is like almsgiving, that we are generally concerned for all who are in need, though we can only help a few. He says all of this can be easily understood by a comparison. There is a general command of God to relieve the need of all the poor, and yet those obey it who to this end succor the indigent of those whom they know or see to be suffering, even though they overlook many who are oppressed by no lighter need, because either they cannot know all or cannot provide for all. In this way, they who viewing and pondering this common society of the church frame particular prayers of this sort, do not resist the will of God when in their prayers with God's people at heart, in particular terms, they commend to God themselves or others whose needs He has been pleased to make intimately known to them. This kind of reasoning is only important, or it only would come up in those who take seriously that our Father places us squarely in the community of God's people. Now, Calvin says, we can't give money to everybody who's in need. We are aware of perhaps those right around us who have needs in our own local body. He says prayer is the same. He says we comprehend perhaps generally in our prayers, Lord, help the church to be more unified in the truth, more sanctified in the truth, and yet we pray specifically for those whose needs are more intimately known to us. I fear I'm not making this as clear as it needs to be. Our Father means that we're in the community of the body of Christ. Yes, we can pray for each other, but we need to remember that our hearts should go toward the whole body of Christ throughout the world. Yes, we pray more specifically for those whose needs are more particularly known to us, but we cannot forget that we are in the body of Christ. Calvin says in the last paragraph, he says prayer, lastly, can do things that almsgiving cannot do. Calvin says it would be impossible to think that any one of us could give some money to everybody, but Calvin says we can pray for the whole church. We can. Lord, help us to love one another. Help us to be faithful to be the light of the world.